Now, San Pellegrino has announced the return of the S. Pellegrino Young Chef Competition, a global culinary competition enabling young chefs to demonstrate their talents to the gastronomy community. Now, Anika Odinika, who is the marketing development manager for S. Pellegrino and Aquapana in South Africa, joins us now to give you a little bit of detail around this competition. Ania, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abongile. Thank you for having me on the show.
Certainly, when we talk about young people and we talk about opportunities, I am elated and I'm very excited. But tell us a bit more about the competition. What is this competition all about?
Yes, so this is a global competition looking for young chef talents. Because as we all know, the young chefs are the future of the culinary world. So the online applications initially opened on the 4th of February, and they'll be running until the 30th of April. It's our fourth edition of the San Pellegrino Young Chef Competition, and South Africa is falling under the Africa Middle East region, which will then also have 11 other regions worldwide competing.
And in terms of entering the competition, who can enter the competition?
Well, Abongile, it has to be someone that's the age 30 years or younger, and also having worked in the restaurant or catering environment as a chef for a year.
That's the only one, 30 years or younger, and there's no limit to how young, I suppose. I mean, 8, 10? 12?
Well, I suppose cooking sparks interest quite young. I've heard that there's chefs that have already been professionally cooking at the age of 20. So as long as you're 30 years or younger and having worked in that restaurant environment or catering, as I mentioned, you're eligible to enter this competition.
And maybe you can talk us through then what is expected of the entrants. So those that are participating, what must they have? And if they make it to the top, what do they get?
So we're looking for someone to definitely reflect their personality on a plate, probably using local ingredients. I think that would be an important factor. Also looking at their background, so anything to do with their cultural background. I think it's very important to keep three things in mind. A dish should be beautifully presented on a plate, so visually appealing, great flavor and taste, but also tell a story behind your dish. And we're encouraging all chefs to enter, really. I think we'd like to get a nice selection worldwide and encouraging all the countries to enter, obviously not just South Africa, even though it is our falling under our region, and also looking for nice representation. So both female and male chefs, they can only enter Abongile with an appetizer or a main course. So no desserts entries this year.
I'm sorry, as you were saying that, all I was thinking, I could just picture the food. I don't know why I keep picturing food, because what food should I be picturing? But I'm just getting hungrier and hungrier. But you say they must tell a story with their food. How?
Well, they've got to put something on a plate that represents them. So we don't just want to see a dish that they're good at. It's got to have a bit more of a story behind it. As I mentioned, if you're using local ingredients, representing local produce that we have in South Africa, something that's familiar, perhaps if you look at your family history, something that your grandmother prepared, that kind of sparks a light in you. We really want you to represent something that is true to yourself and tell the story on the plate.
It's a pity I can't enter this competition, because I already have a dish in mind. Deep fried chicken and chips. That's it. I'm presenting you with that. If you're joining the conversation, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the voice of Anika Odinika, who is Andia Odinika. Why do I keep saying Anika? Ania Odinika, who's joining us. She is the marketing development manager for S. Pellegrino, and talking to you about a competition that is coming back once again. It's called the S. Pellegrino Young Chef Competition. How do you enter? Well, she's going to be telling you in just a few seconds. That being said, is this something you'd be interested in? 31567, that is the number that you can send us an SMS on if you're looking for more details on that. Ania, talking about that, where do we go? What do we do?
So, as I mentioned, online applications have already started and will be running till the 30th of April. They need to enter at www.sanpellegrino.com. All of the rules are online, and it's an entry. They're going to be submitting their recipe, a photo of the dish, and some information about themselves and their background, working environment, and so forth.
All right. And just before we let you go, your parting words then to the listeners?
Abongile, I just want to say, as I mentioned before, encouraging all of the young talents to enter. Really, it's a great opportunity for networking. They will obviously, the finale will culminate in Milan in June 2020, which will be next year. And it opens up amazing, amazing doors for these young people, networking and just becoming part of this global culinary family.
Well, Anya, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and certainly all the best for the competition.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much to you listening at home. That is then Anya Odinika, the Marketing Development Manager for As Pellegrino and Aquapana in South Africa, talking to you about their competition that they are running, the As Pellegrino Young Chef Competition, a global culinary competition enabling young chefs to demonstrate their talents to the gastronomy community.